You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Is a man who works for the youth-oriented charity Youthline, and he's coming here to have a corridor about Walk the Talk, which is a campaign Youthline have launched once more. Walk the Talk is all about improving well-being by getting people who can help raise funds to improve their daily lifestyle or their mood somehow, whether that's by an activity or going to therapy. They talk about it and they post what they're doing online where people can donate. It's a really awesome program, and we have Quincy Feliga from Youthline here to have a corridor about that. Good morning to you, Quincy. How are we?
Kia ora te whanau, ma lo lovely soy for. Good morning, Zach. I'm doing pretty good today, thank you. How are you doing, my friend?
Well, as I mentioned before, you're my first guest of the week, so I feel a little bit less lonely.
Well, it's such an honour and a privilege to be able to accompany you this morning and first time this week. So I know it's going to be epic. So thank you so much again.
Thank you very much. Now, your name like Quincy, you don't really see that a lot much these days. Are you named after the old Quincy Jones, QJ?
Oh, man, weirdly enough, I am. Yes. Both my parents were hard out into music. Weirdly enough, I was named after Quincy Jones, and my middle name was actually Ray.
After Ray Charles?
So they were born in an era where Quincy Jones and Ray Charles were just beaming in the industry at the time, and so they thought they might just kind of put it all together and chuck it in my name.
Nice. I love people who have great taste in soul music. You know, soul music, it really can lift your spirits like nothing else.
It sure does. Music is definitely one of those things. It's such a universal medicine that really just kind of soothes the soul, and most of which mends the broken heart for a lot of us, particularly my generation growing up. So music definitely plays a massive part in terms of the world that we live in.
Mm-hmm. For sure, man, for sure. And now let's start talking about Walk the Talk, which is a fundraising campaign launched by Youthline. And as I mentioned before, people can enter the campaign and sort of post that they're going to improve their well-being by doing X, Y, or Z. I've seen some people say they're getting exercise. Some people are trying to get better sleep. Some people are trying to walk around a bunch. How are you walking the talk at the moment?
Crazily enough, this is actually the first time I've actually done Walk the Talk. It's been inspiring to be able to see a lot of young rangatahi taking up the challenge. This year, my challenge and how I'm going to be walking the talk is that I'm such a people person. Mm. And one of the first things that really came to mind for me is, how do I continue to invest in people? And so my challenge is spending half an hour with anybody and everybody and lending them a listening ear. I've had my own well-being challenged this year for the first time, and I've really felt what that feels like and how isolating it can be. Mm. And it just kind of made me think about, man, imagine the people around me who I don't know what's going on in their lives, but what they share with me. So I've decided that I'll take them out for a coffee. Coffee in quotation marks, in the sense that what I would typically spend on myself and shouting them a coffee, I would donate to my challenge, but I will also lend them an active listening ear just to give them a moment to talk about anything and everything and what they may be experiencing and going through, so we can bear that burden together.
Mm. You know, this is going to sound like a weird thing coming from me, but you know, a really good setting to do that is in the sauna, man. You can't escape it. You're locked in. You're both sweating it out. You're tired. Your emotions are getting drained. It's a really good time to talk about some serious stuff. I highly recommend it.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I think it's probably the most vulnerable place and setting that you can be just to be yourself and just kind of let it all sweat it out, to be quite honest, no pun intended. But that's kind of the whole point. The whole point is being able to do something that you can do that kind of improves your own well-being by doing something that also inspires others around you, while we advocate for those who do have who are journeying through fragile well-being.
I saw that some people have been doing this a few times. How many years has Walk the Talk been going for?
It's been going for a number of years, to be quite honest. And this year was the first time we've kind of revamped it. So it's got a new look, a new feel, a new vibe to it, which is which I've really enjoyed. It's been quite engaging, but it's been around for a number of years. Mm. And the hope is that we can continue to amplify it every single year. So it happens every year, a moment where we can challenge Aotearoa to really look at finding habits that improve their own well-being while advocating for others. And if we can be there for them, we can definitely be there for those and who are needing our support and our services as years to come.
I was having a cheeky look at who was joining the campaign, and I was very surprised to see none other than Aotearoa legend Shea Fu. He's out there doing the big yards. Did you were you very surprised when you saw that Shea Fu was joining the competition or the campaign?
Definitely. I personally was. I was fangirling, to be quite honest. I'm a massive Shea Fu fan. But yeah, I was quite shocked. But then I was also informed that he's actually been doing it for a very long time. And what's so beautiful about me also having a nosy on his own profile and reading a little bit is that he was doing it for his kids and his nephew and nieces. Mm. And just showing up in support of his whānau. And I think there's so much beauty in that, is that he's actually kind of just, you know, just stepped aside and just kind of put his status aside and actually just be there for his family through the challenge. And there's nothing more empowering than seeing one of our own legends being able to lead the way in that space as well.
Mm-hmm. So one quick question I want to have for folks who might not be too sure about what Youthline does. How does Youthline help our young people in Aotearoa?
Yeah, absolutely. So Youthline is definitely an organisation with youth for youth. And we are there to support young people between the ages of 12 and 24 years across the motu, across Aotearoa. And we've actually been around for about 50 years. And our services is being able to provide free and confidential helpline services, and which means it will also be through text and phone calls, and the phone line will be available 24/7. And also our web chat and web services. In some regions, we also offer free face-to-face counselling. And we also have some in-school presence about being able to give schools some youth mentoring programs and youth development as well. And the hope is that we can be at the end of the call or the other end of the line to be able to listen, and our team can help navigate through conversations together with our rangatahi who may be experiencing something or crisis of their own. Mm-hmm. And there's no big or no small issue that's big for Youthline. We're there to be able to walk alongside our young people.
Mm. Are you finding that in recent years your services are being needed more and more?
Absolutely. It is quite interesting because we are seeing that. The data is telling us that there is an increase of young people reaching out to us through our phone lines and through our texts, more so than other years. And so the need is getting bigger and bigger. And we want to make sure that we're resourced and we've got the capacity to be able to assist every single young person. The calls and the services that people are reaching out for are in the hundreds on the daily. Mm. More at the top near thousands in some days, more in the mid-range as well. And so it's quite varied at the moment, but we are seeing a spike in the need for support for young people.
I'm not too surprised. It's a scary world out there right now. People are really having a hard time. Just looking at the website right now, you've had 446 total fundraisers. You've raised about 63K, and there have been a total of around 1,400 donations. How will these funds be used to help you facilitate the services that you provide day in, day out to all the at-risk young kids out there?
Yeah, totally. I guess, as I mentioned before, Youthline is a known name. It's been around for about 50 years. Mm-hmm. However, very few of people or out there or know that it's solely and almost entirely dependent on funding and donations. And so the funds from this year's campaign will all go towards our 24-hour helpline. To help continue to fund that part of our work to ensure that, again, we can still be there for young people I also want to take this opportunity to acknowledge that ASB Bank, who is our principal partners, they fund our overnight services. And so what that means is that it leaves our day and evening services with funding gaps. And this is where all the funds from Walk the Talk will go towards and help support to be there for anybody who calls through or texts us.
Fantastic. It's a great initiative. And I think, you know, it's one of the most clear cut examples of money going to a very good place. And I want to thank you for your time, Quincy. I do want to wrap up the chat about Walk the Talk, and now I want to focus on you, because not only are you the community fundraising manager at Youthline, but you're also very involved in Aotearoa's music industry, having won an award at the 2021 Pacific Music Awards for directing the video for Trees Awhio Aneloa. You're also an event coordinator and artist manager. What have you been up to music-wise in the year of our Lord 2025?
Holy dang, who told you that? You definitely did your research. Wow. Yes, I just finished. It's funny how we were speaking about my namesakes and whatnot. I didn't want to give too much about my other life that I live in parallel to Youthline. But in the music industry, yes, I've been working in it for like over 15 years now. Once upon a time, I wanted to be an artist, and I saw that there was kind of like a bit of a gap in the business side of things. So I kind of took a bit of a pivot, and I wanted to make sure that I could work on the business side of things and making sure that we can advocate for our Kiwi artists and making sure that they're well compensated.
Mm-hmm.
What am I doing? Sorry, I forgot the question already.
What are you up to in 2025, music-wise? You've been doing some stuff behind the scenes, ticking away?
Yes. So I've just finished the Pacific Music Awards.
Yes.
So I also run the Pacific Music Awards. And so we just finished that last month. I am currently in planning mode with a couple of other artists, just kind of cook up some stuff. I've got a couple of videos down the track. I'll also be in studio and producing some work for some cool, iconic Kiwi artists. So watch the space.
Mean. Cool. Maybe we have you back in a different capacity. That could be totally right.
Well, absolutely. Who knows? You've got my contact details, so let's stay in touch.
I sure do.
Okay. We'll definitely talk but more in a different capacity.
For sure. Thank you for coming on the program, Quincy. I really appreciate it. Do you have any final words for our lovely listeners out there?
No, yes, I do. I just want to take this opportunity to say a massive thank you to everybody who's jumped on board for Walk the Talk, to all our sponsors and partners who have joined us along the way. I also want to acknowledge our principal partners again, ASB Bank, for supporting us along the way. But also, it's still not too late to sign up, so you can still sign up, create yourself a profile, pick yourself a challenge yourself, but also advocate for your peers, but also raise some money, some vital support needed for Youthline, so we can continue our services and be there for the rangatahi of Aotearoa.
Mm-hmm. And the Walk the Talk's going for the whole of September, so you have probably 20 days. Exactly, that's a long time. You can do a lot of good in that 20 days, folks. Make it count. Thank you so much, Quincy. I really appreciate it.
No worries. Thank you so much again for that, Zach.
Thank you. All right, folks. That was Quincy Feliga from Youthline. We're talking to him about Walk the Talk, a campaign designed to help rangatahi by giving Youthline a bit more putia, as they could definitely use it to continue the vital work they do for our young people in this country. Coming up at 9:30, we have...
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.